There's a blockbuster battle brewing over a small tax credit that was cut in the House version of the state budget. Speaker Larry Householder led the charge to cut the $40 million film tax credit, saying that money would be better spent on reducing income taxes across the board, including eliminating them for people making under $22,000 a year. And Householder said after the House budget passed overwhelmingly that he was determined to cut what he called special deals for certain people.
And we said, you know, it's special enough to be a citizen in the state of Ohio. It's like that movie credit, you know. I care more about Bob Buckeye in Beverly, Ohio, than I do about Bobby De Niro in Beverly Hills. And so we want to make our investment in Ohioans.
With all respect to the speaker, that's silly and short-sighted.
Householder's Republican State House colleague Matt Dolan of Chagrin Falls, east of Cleveland, chairs the Senate Finance Committee, where the House budget is now headed. Dolan says he's extremely disappointed that the tax credit was cut, and he's frustrated there wasn't more outcry over it. He says it sends a bad message.
Even when we get it back, and notice I said when, because it's imperative we get it back, we now have to reassure investors, reassure that someone who wants to come out of the film school, that Ohio is still going to be a great place to work.
Criticism about the film tax credit goes back years. In 2012, conservative Republican Representative Lynn Wachman said the bottom line for him was that Ohio money was leaving to support an industry in another state.
God bless the Hollywood folks, but I don't believe that the taxpayers of Ohio should be subsidizing Hollywood with this tax credit.
And in 2016, and way on the other side of political perspective, Wendy Patton with the progressive-leaning research group Policy Matters Ohio called the film tax credit a bad deal for the state.
The leakiness of this financial mechanism is unparalleled and a waste of taxpayer money.
Patton has cited a study showing the credit encourages mostly temporary jobs, and she says it would have to be dramatically increased to be more effective. That's okay by Dolan, who says those who cut the credit didn't add up the income and sales tax that Ohio would lose if it's permanently erased.
I think once we got the mechanics and improvements in place, then I think we should be looking to increase the investment, all within the context of a budget, because there's lots of really good things that the governor's trying to do. But I think we need to have a discussion in the Senate about whether we should increase it.
And it appears the Senate may agree. The day that the House committee unanimously passed the budget cutting the credit, the Senate unanimously passed a bill making some changes to the credit and expanding it to theatrical productions, some of which can stay in residence in communities for months to retool and finalize their shows before they go to Broadway. Republican Senator Kirk Schuring says the bill would also score applications based on economic development and not just award the tax credit first come, first served, as the process is now.
It clarifies that the economic impact is defined by the total expenditures made in Ohio and also puts an emphasis on the jobs that are hired because of these projects.
After that unanimous vote, Senate President Larry Obhoff said he's confident the movie tax credit has spurred economic development.
I believe that it has, and I think the legislature has consistently believed that it has.
Dolan can't say where the money would come from to restore the movie tax credit, but he says his preliminary view is that he has concerns about some of the changes the House made in the budget and whether they will be a priority in the Senate. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.